Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is going on? What the
it's
fuck?
Just frozen. The whole stream.
Your
deck.
Face is frozen.
Yes. I'm terrified right now.
You know what? I like now how Natalie has, she does, she's afraid of me. I've broken them down. She has tons of.
There we go.
Welcome to the show, folks. You know, I try so hard and it doesn't even matter.
You know what's way worse than no one enjoying the show? One retarded guy outside enjoying the show.
Yeah. I had to give it to Byron last night on Skanks because he listened to Jay's, Big Jay's Orders Over Mine. And then I specifically told him to do what
a
I said.
A large pizza, two sodas.
And then I said, no, dude. I gave him the opportunity. I was like, dude, you're making a decision right now to fucking listen. He doesn't understand. People think that Big Jay has any power over anything here. It's psychotic. It's crazy. Big J is a minority partner in Skankfest. I mean, it's basically because, you know, he's part of Legion of Skanks. He was given a tiny, tiny piece. And he has, that's it. What are you doing? Are you texting me? How do you even have my number? He's texting Jay. See, this is why he'll never get a real job here in production, because he doesn't understand how whatever he's doing right now doesn't. Oh, you're in the racist live chat? The show's not live. You're trying to communicate with the through the race live chat with me right now? The show's
it's a pre-tape.
It's a pre-tape. I hate him. I hate him. I don't mean to abuse him, but he's so stupid. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm stupid. I'm really high, but that's okay.
All right. There we go.
Okay.
There you have it. Well, listen, we have two incredible guests. Let's get into the show. We're going to figure out how dumb Byron is, which is great. And I don't even know what to do with him anymore at this point, because now I can't ever give him a real job here. And I feel like now I'm just wasting his time because he took Big J's orders over mine. And I gave you the opportunity to turn it around and you did not. And that's fine. Cool. Cool. Well, let's see what Big J's going to do for you. Let's see what Big J can do for you. You're gonna have a threesome with him and his fucking dumb girlfriend? That's basically it. That's as good as it's going to get for you with Big J. So have fun with that, Byron. We have two incredible guests. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from the Panties in the Mouth podcast. Andy Malafarina is back on the show.
What's up, guys?
What's up, baby boy?
You seem like you're in a good mood.
I'm always in a good mood, doggy. If I'm in a bad mood, I got the bitches in the booth singing Main Street. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, okay.
So you'll know if I'm in a bad mood. Don't you come at me right now, Malafarina. Also, from the Everybody is Awful podcast, the legendary Jim Florentine is back on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to come in hot and start abusing the staff right away, but it's crazy what I have to deal with. You know,
you're a businessman. You're running a business.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a business.
Now, you were saying what everyone was thinking.
It is true.
The rocking out was much.
Yeah.
And you hold the key to shut that down.
Yeah, you got to shut it down. And I'm trying to have a good show today. It's Friday. We're doing pre-tapes for the summer, touring all over the fucking country. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now. Let's get into the show. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. What do you got to plug, Florentine?
Wednesday, what is it? June 22nd, I'll be at the Funny Bone in Albany. Thursday, June 23rd, I'll be in Syracuse at the Funny Bone. And then July 2nd, Potawatomi Casino in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Potawatomi. I love that. I've never been there, but I love the name Potawatomi.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just high. Potawatomi.
I think that's
I want a pot too.
And my podcast, Everybody is Awful, every Monday. And oh, Patreon, yeah. And all that bullshit.
You're the fucking man, Florentine.
It's on, yeah, but it's not on Gas Digital, but
It's okay. We support non-gas digital podcasts. We do that. It's okay. We want you to support non-gas.
Well, when I was on Riotcast, I felt like there was a rivalry, you know, between Gas Digital.
Why is there everyone thinking there's rival? There's no rivalries between our podcast network and other podcast networks. Okay, I love Riotcast. Okay,
if there was, they wouldn't stand a fucking chance.
Yeah, dude. If people wanted to start popping off to Gas Digital, it would be the last thing they would ever want to fucking do. But we have no qualms with anybody. Everyone can coexist as subpar networks. Why we don't even look at them as in the same category? Why would we look so far down at other networks?
And there's not even a Riotcast anymore.
What is it? The laugh button fucking podcast? Who knows what they are? I got no beef with Anthony Cumius. I got no beef with Gino Biscontes. Everyone's trying to get beefs going on. Listen to me. It's Avengers Endgame. We're all on the same side. We got to all be. We need to realize this. Everybody, including Red Bar. Red Bar's our friend. Let it be known. We're all on the same side. It's the other side that we should be attacking, guys. Dox the people that hate us and that come after us, not the friends of the network. That's what I say. That is my final plea.
That's a good
my
point.
Final plea. All right. There's plenty of people to hate out there. So many people to hate, you know? Not other racist podcasters. We're all on the same side. Let it be fucking known. Jesus Christ. Malafrina, what do you got to plug?
June 24th, I'll actually be opening for you two, Zach and Lewis, at the Emmaus Theater. And then June 25th, go up to New Hampshire.
There's no tickets sold for that. Go ahead.
All right, so I just got taken off the show. And then June 25th, go up to New Hampshire. It'll be me, Robbie the Fire, BK Chris, Dave Smith. We'll be at Pork Fest together.
Hell yeah.
And then also, I just started another podcast. If you want to hear me do a radio show in my bedroom, look up Drag the Lake. On Spotify, Drag the Lake.
Drag the Lake. Malafrina is a busy man, dude. Mm-hmm. You guys are at opposite ends of the fucking spectrum in comedy. This is fucking incredible.
Are we?
Yeah. Well, you know,
I know music wise, I know you're way into like rock and stuff. And
no, I mean in terms of success.
Oh, yeah. Like you can pay your bills. And you know.
Zach D'Amico.
I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of live stuff coming up, dude. A lot of live stuff coming up. This Friday night, or tonight, if you're watching live, I'll be at Soljals in Somewheresville, Pennsylvania. And then next week, we're in Pennsylvania again for some reason. Because why wouldn't my agent just book me 2 weeks in a row in Pennsylvania? Why wouldn't he? So then I'll be at the EMS Theater. Then I'll be in Albany at the Co-host Theater. Who knows how well these tickets are selling? I have no idea.
The Emmaus Theater, you'll do fine. I've done it before. It's outside of Allentown, PA.
Oh, is that
it's
close?
A built-in audience. Yeah. Yeah, it's like an hour and 40 minutes all from right. The city.
And they do like two shows there a month, so people get hyped to go.
Yeah. Okay, all right, good. All right, I'm good.
Old movie theater.
I can't get a straight answer from my agent as how tickets are going. He sends me numbers, and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking... Like, literally, dude, the numbers he sent me, he said, dude, it was crazy. And I was like, did you get these numbers 2 weeks before the show? Like, because the show... I was terrified. I walked in. I told my openers in Texas. I was like, guys, nobody's coming. So, just so you guys know, it's going to be bad. And then it was packed. It was great shows. And it was because he sent me numbers. He sent me like, oh, the early show, 30 people. Late show, 41 people. And I was like, I'm going to be embarrassed. So, yeah. I have no idea. Who knows how well these shows are doing?
If it makes you feel any better, it's a really big theater.
He's on fire.
Damn it. I hate this. Why? I like not caring about ticket sales. There was a freedom in just being like, oh, if I show up, exactly. If three people were in the audience, that was great. You know, nice it felt to just be able to perform for three people and be happy about it. Anyway, lots of live stuff coming up, guys. July is going to kick off mine and Aaron Berg's Defend Everyone Tour. The Creek and Cave, Austin, Texas, July 1st and 2nd. Then we're doing The Depraved on the 3rd. Lots of special guests coming out for all these shows. We got Kim Congdon and Jamie Kilsey in both doing the weekend with us. So it's going to be a fucking blast. Tons of special guests. Then we're going all over the place. I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm going to be in Nashville. I'm going to be Huntsville, Alabama. That's all in July. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all those shows and more. Me and Aaron are releasing the entire tour schedule, I think today. So we're at a few days ago. Guys, keep on checking the website. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. And you get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. So all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Make sure you guys go do that. Subscribe, support, do all that shit. That's that. That's it. That's all I wanted to plug. So I'm bringing my son to his first concert, Jim.
Which, who are you taking?
Coheed and Cambria.
Nice. Where?
In Philly.
At which venue?
I don't even even know.
They just kicked off one of my favorite bands because the lead singer was a raper.
A raper?
Yeah, he got caught because he, because I think it's because he's like a hot dude lead singer, and the girl was like, I don't want to fuck you, and he's just like, that's not
But I'm a
accurate.
Hot dude lead singer.
Yeah, yeah, and the girl was a fan of the band, and she's like, I don't want to fuck, and he's like, you don't, no, you don't mean that.
Pull up the band. What's the band?
Dance Gavin Dance.
Let me see Dance Gavin Dance, and let me see the lead singer. Can we rape dicks this? I'll be the judge. To. I'll be the judge of this. I'll let you know whether or not this guy raped. Rape dicks.
Rape dicks. All I know is ball. Good.
So, tell me now, this is the lead singer. Oh, he's a handsome man. Look at that face, dude. He's not raping.
Yeah.
I don't need much more evidence. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's when you see that picture, you're just like, I'm going to need a
And she's a fan.
Story.
She's a fan of the band.
Fan of the band. She's, they met on, like, Tinder or some shit.
And she just ended up swiping on him?
Yeah, that's also a dream. Yeah, you go on Tinder.
I've swiped recently with bitches that are fans that I'm like... like Instagram friends with already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happened a couple times. That's almost a guaranteed fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if they're ugly, you just, that's it, you know, and then they confront you like, that must be a fake account. I'm not on there.
That's disgusting. Let's see. It's embarrassing being on Tinder or any of these things because I won't do like the pictures of me performing or like. I was talking to Kim Congdon about this because I was like, yeah, I only match with ugly women on social media, like those dating apps, like disgusting women. And she was like, yeah, because she was like, you have to like put your accomplishments. It can't just be like your face. Your face isn't going to attract hot women. So I have to like, you know, post me at like a dope ass dinner with like my celebrity friends or like me on a boat or, but that's so fucking cringy and I hate it.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just match with disgusting animals.
Are you on the app for love though?
Because
I feel like it makes more sense to like just be naked like that through like with you and your celebrity friends.
Well,
just get sweet puss.
I mean, love. You know, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
love is a spectrum, baby boy.
I know.
I'm trying to make love. I'm trying to fucking, you know, be in love that night.
And if you're in Jersey, you run out of people real quick.
Yeah,
I'm the same way in Jersey. You swipe for like there's like 20 that are available.
Yeah,
and that's it.
If you get a girl to come back to Jersey, she is desperate. It's crazy, dude.
And to get one in Jersey is tough too.
Yeah, there's not a lot. Are you on the social media apps?
I've been on them before. I got rid of them.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
So this band, this guy. Do we have more information about this story, Shannon? Or you just look up a picture of it.
I just have the band released a thing saying the recent allegations. Are something we take very seriously. We've been in deep discussion regarding the appropriate
deep.
Action.
Hell yeah.
Effective immediately. He will be stepping away from the band in order to seek professional help. The rest of the band is going to continue on with the tour.
Oh, so the singer. So, but did they kick them? They kicked them off the tour though.
Well, so they kicked them off. They kicked them off the tour right after that happened, and then
kicked the band out. They had no loyalty to their fucking brother.
Well, that makes me think he, like, fucking did it because the girl in the story was legit just being like, yeah, he was like, let's have sex. And I was like, no. And then he just did it. And the band was like, he's going to seek help.
A band, I mean, it's maybe not now, but, like, I'm waiting for, like, the windfall of rape accusations for bands because 4 or 5 members in a band, dudes, famous, money, no repercussions for their actions. I promise you, every band, I'll say it, has raped somebody at least once. Every band, I'm saying not as a whole collective, I'm saying, but if you just count, you know.
Every band has gangbanged a chick.
Well, no, Motley Crue, one of the members of Motley Crue is raped, I guarantee you. There's no fucking way. Everyone, you're not getting a collection of 5 guys, just the pure numbers. The pure numbers alone. There's no collection of 5 guys that haven't raped. There's 5 guys right here. One of us is raped.
On coke?
That's it. I'm just saying, so when the 90s, 80s and 90s are going to hit, and then it's going to get wild. Because Cosby, they went back for Cosby, dude. And he, you know, I feel like that was just a regular occurrence.
Because remember, the whole thing was if you wanted to get backstage, you had to blow the road crew to get backstage. Yeah. And then in the 90s, I remember you had to, if you were going to go on the tour bus, you had to blow whoever wanted a blow job.
Yeah.
That's the way to get on the bus, including the bus driver. He's the first guy. And then whoever wanted a blow job.
Didn't Van Halen, instead of giving their crew a raise, just give out more backstage passes at some point?
Well, yeah, he would give David Lee Roth, give him bonuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they, you know. He'd tell them during a break, like Eddie's doing a solo, goes, okay, that girl right there, give her a pass, give her that one, and they all bring them back. But then they had to go through the road crew first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine some woman coming out going, in the 80s, I had to blow three roadies
that
I haven't showered in a week.
What do you think?
Just to go meet the band.
They're adults now, and they have children, and they're like, what's the upside of this story? I'm looking like a whore to my family. Why are we not hearing about this more? I feel like there should be. I know Marilyn Manson's kind of going through it right now. I stand by all men. Okay?
Maybe because the rock chicks are cool, and they go, hey, this is what I did. It was fun.
They did.
They kicked Twiggy out of the band.
I know.
Manson got rid of Twiggy because. Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening regularly, but it's a weird thing. For some reason, it's hush. You'll read about it on like a blog. Be like, yeah, some bassist got kicked out of the fucking Goo Goo Dolls because he finger fucked a child in a bathroom somewhere, and then they just kind of move on. They go like, yeah, we've separated from him and we've moved on. So that's sort of, I guess, the move is just to sort of replace your band members. But I just feel like we should be hearing about this way more.
Well, now it's coming out, isn't it? Coming out now that Steven Tyler adopted a chick. When she was 16, to take her on the road, Nugent did it.
He adopted her?
Yeah, he got legal guardianship.
What?
I know Nugent got legal guardianship of his girlfriend.
Well, even like the Zeppelin, they had like 13, 14-year-olds. He's got bad attitude. From my
feel he's ready. He's a real bastard. Look, it was a different time.
Anthony Kiedis did it, too. Anthony Kiedis, I think, in his book, talked about waking up with a teenager. That's and realizing crazy. She was the daughter of the chief of police, and they had to return her.
With Aerosmith, it said he adopted a 16-year-old groupie, Julia Holcomb, and they dated for 3 years while he was her guardian. It was in 1973.
Oh, until she got like way too old.
Yeah, she
aged out.
That's crazy. Yeah. That is a crazy thing. I mean, that's.
I also have this statement of the victim of what Andy was talking about.
Let's see.
She said, "So they matched on Tinder.
Is there a picture of her? Twitter? No, wait.
I don't have a picture of her." She said, so they met on Tinder, they exchanged a few messages, and 3 days before the festival, they met to hang out. She said, quote, I knew he was pretty drunk and going through an extremely stressful time, so I helped him through it, and I was genuinely happy to do so. I was comfortable enough now to finish what I started, but at one point, this man had decided to straight up slap me across the face, she alleged. Obviously, it was an attempt to be sexy, but it ended up really hurting. I voiced this like, hey, that's cool and all, but could you ask next time and maybe not do it as hard? He heard me, hesitated for a second, then did it again.
Twice as hard.
I'm telling you, every time he's like, I'm hot. Like, what are you talking about?
I wasted my real ass dude drop. Fuck. I only got one in the chamber per show. I can't hit it again. Damn.
Oh, also.
Unlike him.
Also, a week or two earlier, the bassist of their band died. So he was drunk and just, you know, he needed to.
That's why he was going through shit.
Yeah, he was going through some shit.
Can we hear the Gavin's?
Dance, Gavin, dance.
Let's hear him. This is who my son's going to see. This rapey dead band.
No, he's going to see Alkaline Trio now. So he's going to be a super gothy band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is my son does like this. That was.
Would have been a decent match for Coheed, too.
Oh, it's cool. They're heavy. I like them.
Yeah, now that you have the backstory.
Yeah.
Now I like what they're about.
Yeah, things are all better in context.
No, they're heavy. I like this. This is good. I need to listen to more new bands that I don't know. Like, this is some solid newer metal.
Check out that new podcast, Drag the Lake.
Is that what you do? You discuss?
Yeah, I talk about emo bands who rape. Because
I can't fucking listen to Florentine's Advice. It's gonna be like, oh, have you heard of Zeppelin? Like, all
right, fucking chill. Bloodywood.
Bloodywood?
Yeah. Indian folk metal.
Indian folk metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound like Cross Street Slipknot, Linkin Park, Little
Almost
Korn
like
in there.
System of a Downy. System of a Downy, I describe them as terrorist metal.
I like that. Yeah.
It's very.
But they're a new band, Bloodywood.
Bloodywood.
Yeah,
I love it, dude. I got to put some more because metal good metal gets me going.
Yeah.
Like that, I could work out to that. And I'm like, I want to go lift weights right now and just get funky, right? Just get wild. But now I'll never think of it. I'm going to look for the Gavin's for the next fucking 3 months, and I'm never going to find them.
You'd probably fuck around with, you ever hear a band called Knock Loose?
No, I haven't heard any of these.
Yeah,
they'll make you want to work out and fight.
Let's hear Knock Loose. I want to hear this.
Bring up the song Counting Worms.
Counting Worms. Look at that.
This, play some dude, Bloody this, Wood, too. I think Lewis will like
this,
it.
We'll get some Bloody Wood. Listen, we're going to discover some new fucking metal music today, don't you? And write these bands' names down, Shannon. How about you do something for once?
Yes, dude.
This is it? Bloody Worms.
Counting Worms. Takes a minute.
This is where I'm just stretching.
Yeah. Just warm-ups.
Oh, I'm going to lift.
And right here, squats. Squats.
Arm exercises. Pushing weight.
One rep max.
Now, this is not rhythmic enough.
Oh, okay.
So I can't. There's got to be some rhythm. Like, I can get into, like, some, like In Flames, or I can get in the, I really like Lamb of God, which, by the way, their bassist sort of following me. He hit us up. He's, like, a fan of, like, the Gas Digital world. I want to get Lamb of God at Skankfest so badly, but my business partners think it's a bad idea.
Why?
Because they don't think that the audience would be into it. I feel as like much.
They'd
I think,
be into it.
I think 75% of our audience would be really into it.
Absolutely.
And then the other 25% could go watch fucking Ari Shaffir pull his dick out in front of a open micer.
They totally would be in the way.
Get Amir at Skankfest. I think their lead singer liked your shit.
Who?
The lead singer of this band called Amir. I think he was
Amir. Hell yeah, dude.
He
Amir's
was messaging
dope.
LeMayer. They're dope.
Yeah, they're fucking dope. We should do a big fucking metal show.
Somebody came to see us at the stand. Oh, the singer from Oakley Doakley. The Ned Flanders theme hardcore
dude.
Band.
That's hilarious.
They all dress like Ned Flanders.
That's so funny. Oakley Doakley.
They were on tour, and he took a night. He took their night off to come see us at the stand.
I love it. I love it, dude. Travis Tritt's son is a fan of me. He hit me up. His name is Tristan Tritt.
Really?
And he sent me a DM. He was like, "Hey, dude, you know, I grew up in a famous family. It was like, it's just nice to watch you guys doing." I was like, "Travis, Travis Tritt? It's hilarious."
Well, who is it?
It's a country singer. Guy, yeah. It's a country singer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's random as hell.
Yeah, it's so fucking random. It's hilarious.
Give him some Bloody Wood. I think he's going to like it.
Let me give me some Bloody Wood. That's what she said.
I love you, man.
I love you, man. Trigger warning references to sexual assault.
Hell yeah, dude.
Raping on a bus. That's pretty good.
Pretty fun.
Kind of like Sepultura-y.
Yep.
Look at these hot Indian metal sluts. Thank you, come again. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
You have to pay for that before you open it.
You read, you boy.
Hey, buddy, you find what you want.
Buddy.
Have a good day, boss.
Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Come again.
I've arrived. I will leave in 5 minutes if you're not outside soon. Here's a picture of your order.
I do enjoy
Please meet me in the lobby.
fun times. Yeah, they were dope. I liked it. But my favorite one that we heard so far was the first one.
Dance,
the rapey
Gavin
one.
Dance.
Dance Gavin Dance. They were good.
Yeah.
I will work out to them.
It'll get you going.
I love it.
They're good.
All right, real quick. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from our favorite sponsor, YoKratom.com.
Guys, you have noticed the price of everything's been going up. Gasoline, groceries, rent. You know what's going to stay solid? The price of a kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. It is $60. It comes right to your door. So you can stop going to bodegas, gas stations, or smoke shops. Get it delivered right to you from YoKratom.com.
Yeah, they support us. We support them. They're the marquee sponsor for Skankfest. So you guys should be supporting YoKratom.com as well. Home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we? Yeah, so I'm going to bring my son to see Coheed and Cambria. He's nine.
Yeah, just be, you know, if you're in the middle of the crowd, he's not going to be able to see.
No, I'm not going to. I can't be in the middle of the crowd. I got to get, like, seats up.
Right, you got to get seats. Yeah, so it depends on the venue, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. No, they have, like, there's, like, a general admission area, and then there's, like, a seated area.
Yeah, that's where you want them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I started doing that a while ago, where you're just, like, I'm done with the pit. I'm going to find, like, the bar or the raised up area.
Well, I'm, by the way, I went to go see Glassjaw, and I was like, dude, I'm too fucking old. And then, like, a certain song hits, and you're just like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, you give me a little shove. You're like, oh, dude, I'm in. I'm fucking. And then I had to stop myself from moshing. I was like, no, I can't mosh, dude. I'm going to lose my wallet. I'm going to fuck it. I have things to lose. When you were a kid, you just lose your wallet. You just, who, it didn't matter. Like,
yeah.
You lost nothing. You didn't lose anything. You lost your ID.
Yeah, if I lose my wallet, it's like half my life right now.
Yeah, dude. Losing my wallet would be an issue. Losing my phone would be a whole fucking to-do, you know? And then I'm also old. I'm gonna get hurt.
Yeah. And it's...
What a dumb way to get hurt. Do you, like, blow out your knee?
Yeah, but you
moshing?
Box, like, you know, three guys a year. Yeah, you're not worried true. About that.
Oh, yeah.
No, but there's, like, a physical... the preparation and preparing to fight, it keeps me physically and mentally healthy. Right, so there's nothing physically or mentally healthy about moshing. I mean, there's a sure. release. No, there's a. I will say
anger release.
There
anger.
Is. And when yeah. I was a kid, I used to really love. I loved it, dude. I used to fucking get in there. I would mosh. I would throw my body in other people's bodies. Swing your fists around. You get punched in the face. You have a bloody lip. It was hilarious. And the adrenaline would kick in, and you wouldn't feel anything. And people would look at that. People that didn't get that culture and didn't understand, like, the metal and hardcore culture, they would look at you like you're a fucking lunatic. Like, the toughest, toughest black kids, like, most hood fucking people, they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Oh, yeah. I went to go see this band called Title Fight. And, like, as they get on stage, they, like, turn their guitars on. And then I'm, like, walking through the pit, and the dudes are, like, running back and forth. And this one guy comes out of nowhere and, like, punches me in the face. And I was telling someone, they're like, oh, yeah, and then you fought him. I was like, oh, no, I was in the way. Like, yeah. I was doing the thing wrong. Yeah, like, yeah. You just get used to that
shit. Oh, do you see, like, that's what happened with one of the best stories ever was Skankfest. The second Skankfest we ever did, this is in Queens, when it was half the day was at the Creek and Cave, and then we moved the entire festival over to this, like, one large loft, and we had a goddamn comedy jam, and Big J was doing a Limp Bizkit song, Break Stuff. There's, like, a breakdown in Break Stuff where it's, like, you know, my suggestion is to keep your distance because right now I'm dangerous. And it's like, you know, and yeah. It's like, and everyone's like, so we did, yeah, dude, yeah. we did a wall of death. So half the crowd was on one side, half the crowd was on the other side. And they're fucking like, dude, they're just staring at each other. And it's the wall of death. There's something like, it's
psychotic.
You can't even, like, explain, like, you're just a dumb kid. When you're a kid and you're doing a wall of death, like, you're looking at these other guys, like, so if you guys don't know, the concert, it'll split. There'll be, like a parting of the seas, yeah. And then there'll be a few hundred people on one side, a few hundred people on the other side, and it's, like, during a breakdown, and you're like a gang fight. You're staring at the other side, and you're just saying fucked up shit. Like, dude, yeah. I'm going to fucking kill you, bro. Let's fucking go. Dude,
while Lewis is explaining this, Shannon, could you bring up the video of the guy in the Pikachu costume in the wall of death?
That's hilarious.
He's going to love this.
So, by the way, I don't know what's going on, but at Skankfest, I'm assuming this Pikachu guy was who, in my story, is Nate Bargatze. Because Nate Bargatze's never seen a wall of death, right? And he's just hammered at Skankfest. He's loving it, dude.
He's just excited because he thinks they're going to build a wall. Hell yeah, man. That's what I've been talking about.
So, Nate is just, like, walking, like goofily through the center of this, he doesn't know why the audience is split. He doesn't notice even that there's music even playing. Like, he's just hammered, dude. And everyone, dude, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So, at one point, the song drops and everyone just runs at each other and they're kicking and punching. And Nate's just in the center of it, dude. And it was just the coolest thing to watch him. Like, we thought he died, and then his head pops up and he starts headbanging. You're like, oh, shit. It was so much fun. So much fucking fun. But there's, like, nobody would do that for, you don't really understand why you're doing it or what's happening or the mentality behind it. It's just pure aggressiveness. And you have a moment where you can release this fucking crazy aggression in such a unique way. I don't think there's really, because you're not trying to hurt anybody. You're not actually trying to punch somebody in the face, right? People do get punched in the face. You're throwing your arms around. You're not really watching, right? You get elbowed. You get punched.
There's some people when they go into the pit, they're like trying to fuck people up. But generally speaking, it's just about like just
those people
crazy.
Usually get the shit beat out of them.
Yeah.
So if there's some dude in the pit who like is purposely hitting people in the head, that guy, I've seen those guys get jumped very often. They start getting the shit beat. Yeah, that's a wall of death, dude. Look at that, dude. I look at that and I want to be in the middle of it.
Dude,
is that crazy that I see that and I'm like, that all I want to do is be in the fucking middle of that?
No, I agree. The one time I was ever in a wall of death, I was seeing this band Bring Me the Horizon when they were still doing like metal music. And the second the beat dropped, there's this big fat girl right in front of me, and she immediately trips.
Oh, no.
And then I trip on top of her. So I'm just balancing on this big fat girl while the entire crowd is running by me, and I got very scared, but I helped her back up, and yeah. we did the best we could.
If somebody falls down in a mosh pit, you pick them up. You know, somebody's hurt, you know, you'd help them. Like, it's not like if somebody gets hit in the eye and they start bleeding, everyone starts, like, piling on that person. It's like, no, usually, like, you know, people help them out of the crowd. It is a very strange culture. So, no, I don't want my son to be involved in that.
Well, I'm taking my kid to see Rage at the Garden.
That's it.
I think I'm going to put him in the pit just for like 10 seconds.
So let him know that he, at any moment, he could be thrown into the wolves.
He loves to watch in the pit. So yeah. I'm just going to throw
How
him
old
in
is
like,
he now?
He's 11.
11's young for the pit, Jim.
Well, just like 10 seconds.
Jim.
Pull him right out.
Just give him a taste.
I was going to let my son jump in. I was in Jamaica, and it was like these cliffs, but it was like off the ocean, so it was pretty like rough waves. And I jumped in, and I swam back, and it was fine, but it was just kind of rough. And I was gonna let my son do it. I was like, I get he could do it. I was like, worst case scenario, if he starts to drown, I was like, I'll jump in and get him. But then I was like, let me not fuck around here, because the worst case scenario is he's dead. Like he gets pulled under, like he's absolutely dead. My concern is the worst case
then
scenario.
You're gonna have to hear his fucking mother.
Oh my god, dude!
Jesus
never
Christ.
Any wouldn't have killed him. Doggy, worst case scenario for your son is he could get fucked up.
You know, I know exactly when to put him in, when it's not too crazy, when you don't have the big steroid muscle dude with no shirt just eyeing up people going, I'm going to fucking knock that guy down
as soon
as he gets in.
A lot of Rage fans are older, so they're like fatherly instincts will kick in if they see the kid.
Right, yeah.
Just don't throw him in there and like, fuck you, I don't want to do what you tell
well,
me.
Well, Rage also isn't a crazy mosh pit band.
No, it was back in the day.
Back in the day it was.
It was insane.
Back in the day it was, but it wasn't... So there was like a weird thing. Like they were so poppy at that point that there was a lot of posers that were moshing. There was a lot of like just high school kids that were on like the fucking soccer team that liked Rage. Rage was one of those bands similar to Dave.
They
had a lot of bro fans. Dave Matthews and Rage had a lot of crossover, like just kind of frat guy type, like cool kids that liked them. So they weren't like, when I went to like hardcore shows, right? Like those, like I went to go see like Sworn Enemy. I would book hardcore shows or like fucking, there was just a bunch of bands that we had that were like E-Town Concrete. They were like beat down hardcore, dude. So it was just different. When you watch like a bunch of dudes who have tattoos who do fight and can fight, and then they all just start fucking wailing on each other. It's just, Rage was a lot of like.
Yeah, it's true.
And it was massive, so I think it looked more violent than it was, but it was a lot of smiling faces of nice kids.
You have that great story when Coheed and Cambria were under their old name still, and that hardcore band beat the shit out of everybody with flash.
Oh yeah, Bulldoze. Bulldoze beat up Coheed and Cambria at my show. I was booking shows, and Coheed was like the big king shit from my hometown, right? And I would book them all the time on shows, and I booked this place called Shots. It was like a bar that on the weekends they would let us do like hardcore shows and punk shows for like all ages crowds. Do like a rental fee or whatever. And I booked this band Bulldoze, and they just got hammered. They were all doing coke. They were like bikers that like there was a hardcore band, you know, in their passing, and they're like they were bikers and criminals first, and they also happen to have a somewhat successful hardcore band. I believe that's the story. Mm-hmm. And they just got sick of Coheed's whiny shit, and they were just like, what the fuck is going on right now? And they just started beating up everybody at the bar.
It was with those flapjack things.
Yeah, right? they had blackjacks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I said they had pancakes.
Yeah, Zach was like, how did they beat him up with pancakes? I would have loved it.
There's syrup everywhere.
Dude, he beat him up with, it was a blackjack. Is a piece of lead inside of a leather strap, and it's like got it's almost like it's loose. So you can like smack somebody with it. And they just started whacking 14-year-old kids in the head with blackjacks and beating up Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, yeah.
They literally got they beat up everybody, including Coheed and Cambria, and then they left.
Oh yeah, I was seeing this band called Gallows, and there was like they were on the same show with like pop. They're like a hardcore punk band. They're on the same show with these like pop punk bands, and like not a lot of people are moving. And these like young kids are just being assholes in the pit. And then you just see this like biker looking dude like post up in front of him and just starts like mule kicking and going backwards. And oh, they just happen to get in his way and just fucking rocking 14-year-olds.
Yeah, dude,
bro. It all depends on the type of band that's playing. Like there's this band called the Acacia Strain, and every time they start their set, they're like, we are not held accountable for what happens. When this beat drops, if you're not ready, run for the fucking hill.
Yes, yes. And you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I will kill everyone for you, whatever you say.
I love it, dude. I'm a mark for that. Yes, when I was a kid, I would have been like, yes. Dude, I remember one time I was crowd surfing System of a Down shows. When they first hit, that first album hit, right? This is before they were big, dude. They were big, but they were like underground still. I would go see them at Birch Hill Nightclub, and you know Birch Hill Nightclub, dude. I mean,
I used to work there.
What a fucking great venue to see, like a crazy band, dude. We saw them there. We saw them, the Stone Pony, which is a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
We saw them. We saw them, Irving Plaza was fucking tiny, dude. And System of a Down, they were so heavy, and they would turn the volume up as loud as it could go, dude. Kids' ears were like bleeding. They didn't give a fuck, dude. They were just like fucking making noise just for the sake of making noise. And it was so heavy and violent. It was awesome. And I remember one time I got was crowd surfing, and the security guard, Birch Hill Nightclub, it was halftime, it was like an actual nightclub, and halftime they do like concerts, right? But the bouncers were these massive Jersey meatheads, like fucking, you work there, so you know, but these were the biggest fucking bouncers I'd ever seen in my entire life. They were just huge. And I came over the crowd, like crowd surfing, just I got long hair, I'm this fat fucking goth kid. And one of the bouncers grabbed me by my neck and had me like in a chokehold as he was like taking me over for no reason at all. And this is my claim to fame. This is like this is the only story I had for 10 years of my life. I was so happy. System of a Down stopped the song, and Shavo Odadjian or whatever his name is was like, hey man, get your fucking hands off our fans. And then all the fans were like, yeah, fuck you, you fucking bouncer piece of shit. I got his face like, yeah, dude. And it was like a whole fucking melee for a second. And the bouncer tried to fight the bassist of the band. It was a whole thing. And yeah, that was that. I got.
Were they going to throw you out, or were they just?
No. I disappeared into the crowd.
But were they going to throw you out?
No, I don't think so. But okay. I remember the bouncer was pissed off because he got like embarrassed by the band member and he wanted to fight me or something.
Right.
He's like looking for me. Like another person that worked there was like, yeah, dude, that bouncer's not happy with you right now. I was like, yeah, it was like a 90s movie. I was like, what? I disappeared under these people.
Yeah.
That was great. Those are the good old days. I used to love going to concerts.
It's crazy that there's bouncer groupies. Like there's girls that go.
Shannon.
I knew a guy used to work for my dad's welding shop, was like 6'6", and he bounced on the weekends. And he married a girl who literally went through the bar he worked at, through all the bouncers. Like she would go every week to meet the bouncers, and he married. It didn't work out.
Wait, and he was like the bouncer final boss for her?
Yeah. She just worked her way to him.
Oh, no.
But he said that when you bounce certain clubs, there's girls that just hang out all night trying to fuck the bouncers.
Well, they'll also like it because the bouncer will let them in, get cut to the front of the line, and have to wait to get in the club.
It's also, it's not that crazy. It's a big, muscly, tough guy who has access to probably drugs and drinks and, you know. It's actually not that crazy. That makes more sense than there being comedy groupies. That's psychotic. In fact, there's like some girls like, yeah, I'm really attracted to guys who make no money and
you're right, I'm wrong.
And fucking yes, a bouncer's way better in terms of like a physical specimen. He probably makes more money than most comedians. I mean, yeah, Shannon, you would fuck bouncers. That was your type for a while, right?
Well, they were my coworkers. Like every bouncer I dated was somebody that I worked with at a bar or a club. I enjoyed them.
Shannon, how was your birthday? I haven't spoken to you about Curacao since.
It was great. It was beautiful there.
Your titties were popping in all those photos. Can you pull up some of your titty photos for the fans, Shannon?
Hold on.
And maybe the guests.
Yeah.
Shannon posted the most drunk white girl thing I've ever seen.
What was that?
Which was a picture of her with the fucking flight attendant on the plane. Like, best flight attendant ever.
Oh, I mean, they gave us like 10 bottles of free Tito's, so he said share it, and then JetBlue reposted it.
JetBlue reposted it?
JetBlue. Wow. Oh, wait. Wow. How popping were those titties?
I'm trying to think of which pictures. Because I think I haven't posted many of them yet.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Just show us any tits, yes. Shannon. It doesn't matter.
I'm kind of see them.
It doesn't have to be yours, really.
There we go. There we go.
There we go.
Damn, Shannon. Showing a little leg. Showing those fucking... Look, I wrote wood.
I would. And you also said, I'm your boss.
Yeah. I'm your boss.
And you autocorrected the W-O-O-D.
Yeah, I didn't post that many yet.
Shannon, it's crazy. The fact that you haven't given me one night with you is sort of crazy at this point in our lives.
Yeah, what are the chances?
Do you think she would enjoy it?
She would love it. Are you out of your mind? Shannon knows she would love it.
So she would stalk you.
Now,
give her one night.
Now I talk to Shannon about like my love life, and I can tell a little bit she gets horny when she hears about my conquests.
No, I get so happy for you when you find someone you like.
Yeah. I don't like any of them, Shannon. How about that? I like none of them. Fuck all you bitches. I hate women again.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started.
Well, you think she would want to date you if you slept with her once? She'd be after you.
Shannon would fall in love with me deeply. Here's the thing. I think Shannon knows that I'm a little bit of a player, and I think she's afraid of having her heart broken. But Shannon, deep down inside, if she could snap her fingers, she would be with me. We would be together.
Just can't figure out how to snap her fingers.
Yeah, well, her nails are too long. Need a break.
Some people just can't figure it out.
Shannon, is there not a little bit of truth to that?
There is no truth.
Like a
to
little
that.
Bit of truth,
no
Shannon?
Truth. No.
You wouldn't, like, in a little bit, like, you don't wonder what we would be like together.
No, I know what it would be like. I've seen you date many people.
What would it be like?
It would be...
give me more dabs, Byron. What would it be?
You're like, a lot.
What do you mean I'm a lot?
And like,
my dick is
like,
not that bad. You looked at my dick right, hard the other day. It's not that much.
I did. I saw everyone's penis the other day.
What happened?
I'm just...
We made Shannon look at our hard dicks on our phones. Oh, you thought there was more of a nuanced story
like,
here?
It was going to be a game, or you're like, no, we sat her down, tied her up, and showed her.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, you're saying you think Lewis would be a handful if you dated
exactly.
him.
Exactly, yes.
It'd be a mouthful.
Like he would be high maintenance?
Yes.
But, I'd be a mouthful.
And you would be the mellow one? You'd be the...
I think so, yeah. He said it multiple times in the show that he's looking for a mother type. And I'm not looking to take care of anybody.
Bitch, I'm going to take care of you. I make so much more money than you. I'm saying you got to just like help me with my taxes and clean the house a little bit. It's psychotic. It's psychotic.
That's a fair exchange.
It's a fair exchange. Absolutely. I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, James is 9. What do you fucking microwave him some fucking dinosaur nuggets every once in a while?
You're easy at 9.
Yeah.
To take
the
care
only
of.
Problem is Shannon, she's a vegan, so that becomes a whole other to-do. I can't deal with that. She's going to have to make That's me meat. And I like my meat to be unethical. So,
yeah.
You have to kill it too.
Yeah, you have to actually kill it in an unethical way, Shannon. Yeah. That's right. The most painful way that you could murder animals. That's what I want.
Make it watch the show.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Play Shannon.
Holy shit, Shannon came at me hard.
Shannon, tell this chicken a story until it kills itself.
God damn, doggy. No one's safe. We're imploding, dude. We're imploding. We're fucking up here. Byron, I don't want your dirty, half-black lips on it before my lips are on it, okay? I don't want to see it. Please, Byron.
Byron, why is this entire bong wet?
Byron, I have to...
Shut up and enjoy my drugs, Lewis.
He did say yesterday, he was like, so you don't bring any dabs anymore? I was like, nope. I just smoke Byron dabs. It's such an expensive habit. Byron.
Yes.
Won't you start selling dabs to the crew?
I am.
I'll buy dabs from you.
Okay. Great.
See, guys, I encourage our employees to sell drugs so we don't have to pay them more. It's a smart way to do it. It's fucking solid,
like,
dude.
It.
Everyone can get high, everyone can get fucked up. You can be on whatever drug you want here, as long as you get your job done.
Does the boss let you get high?
No other business.
And you get high with them as you work.
Yes.
On camera.
Beautiful.
If you don't bring him drugs, he gets really pissed at you.
Well, they also we make them sign an agreement saying that they can't sue us for any of the words they hear or the harassment they might incur. It's a very...
the drugs are forced to sell?
Yeah. We're not forced to sell. I'm just saying you can sell drugs and... supplement your income if you'd like to. I'm not going to hate on you if you want to supplement your income a little bit and sell drugs to me and my staff members. Do you have good deals on dabs? I mean, I'm talking about like $15 a gram, $18 a gram. I need something like that. Okay. Let me know because I have, you know, I have my own hookup.
I thought you were going to say, because I have $15
right now. All right. So, you know, Shannon, let's keep it on Shannon for just a second. Shannon was scammed or almost scammed. Scam that Shannon. Scam that Jew. Shannon edition, which I love. I love a good scam. I like being attempted to be scammed now, and I like recognizing that a scam is happening around me and sort of thinking about how the inner workings are happening. So, Shannon, what happened here? What was the scam? This is a very unique one.
Yeah, so while I was away, I have a friend of mine from, like, the neighborhood back in the day. I haven't spoken to him in years, and I know that he was locked up. Like, he's been in jail for a while. And so all of a sudden, I noticed he liked one of my pictures. So I'm like, it's weird. It's out of the blue. And then he DM'd me. And he was like, hey, how you been or whatever. But he's using like very, I don't know the right way to say this. He's very urbanly. He's speaking to me. Suck, and he's a white guy from like Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn.
Do you think he picked it up in jail? Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs,
chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! That was like, text. Scott? Scott, is that you?
So that's what I was like excusing it as that in my mind. There were like lots of N-words in what he was saying.
Really?
In just like, you know, like in like, you know, just in his sentence structure, like the soft A at the end of it. I was like, this is crazy how
Shannon,
he's
you can
speaking.
Say it. We don't care. I'm not gonna you can say N-words too. Do drugs, say N-words.
And so after a few messages back and forth, then he was like, oh, you know, I don't have anybody on my side here, whatever. And that like implying that he could use some money. And this is an old friend of mine. And I'm like, I mean, I don't have a lot to give you.
How long has he been in prison?
It's maybe 4 or 5 years.
He did some real shit.
He's been away for a while. I can't even remember. It's so long ago.
Was it a violent crime, Shannon? Why are you giving a man who did a violent crime money? What's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't remember. We were good friends. Like, we were good friends back in the day.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I could send you $20.
Did you bone this guy?
No, we made out once. But.
You fucking slut. You never even made out with me. I'm a fucking C-list celebrity. a true living legend. When the history books are written about the New York comedy scene, I will go down as a person who had a major influence, Shannon. Major influence until they took me down. And you wouldn't even put your tongue in my mouth once.
That's right.
That's psychotic anyway.
So I'm trying to look. I think he may have deleted me at this point. I'm trying to look for the actual words he used. But so I was like, okay, where do you want me to send it to? He's like PayPal or Cash App or whatever. And then so he gave me his email address.
And you were going to give him like $20.
$20, yeah. And then his email address was something completely different from his name. It was a different person's first and last name at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
And so I was like, quick question. I was like, it is weird. I haven't heard from you in a long time. You don't have that many like followers on your account. I was like, can you just remind me, just so I know your account wasn't hacked, just remind me how we know each other. And then he responds with, oh, yeah, I know how people are out here trying to do other people dirty, blah, blah, blah. So I get it. But then didn't answer my question. So I was like, so and how do we know each other? And then didn't respond.
Then he
anymore.
Ghosted you.
Yep.
Then he killed Scott. He put a bullet in the back of his head. He's like, all right, we need another person. We've been found out.
All right. Who's your second dumbest friend?
So I don't know if it was like somebody who like actually got his cell phone in jail or somebody who just hacked his account, because the way that he was speaking is not like how
I think
like,
he's somebody's bitch boy, and they made like literally gave he somebody in jail made him give them access to his social media accounts so they could get money from his friends, because he's a fucking is he a big tough dude?
He's a big guy. Yeah,
he's tough.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say he went from
could he beat me in a fight?
I probably now that he's been in jail for so long.
What do you think jail does? It makes you a better fighter. You're probably not working on your fight skills while you're in prison.
Have you met someone that's getting come out of attacked jail in jail? Fighter?
Yeah, yes. I wouldn't do you. There's no punching bags. There's no Muay Thai dummies. There's no jiu-jitsu mats.
Yeah, just grown men trying to rape you.
Yeah, dude, you're just constantly. Yes, dude, he could probably fend off a raping better than me if I had a guess.
I found it. I found the.
He
messages.
Is way better at clenching his butthole. That's true.
Yeah, I found the messages. When I said, how do we know each
That's
other?
That's not what a Muay Thai clinch is.
No, I was talking about ass rape.
Go ahead.
When I said, how do we know each other? He said, are you kidding? LOL. And then I just got to roll a phone in here through a N-word to connect with y'all out there. And then I said, just making sure it's not someone hacking your account. Yeah, I feel you, faux show, because there's a lot of N-words out there acting, scamming, and kidding. So it's just like the way he's speaking is crazy.
Yeah.
Did he? Yeah, and he never said the N-word before?
Not like that. Not in that context.
A soft A. But yeah, so then I reported the account afterwards. And now it says user not found.
Wow. Wow, Shannon.
So they almost.
Yeah, they almost got you.
Yeah.
I like it. Solid scam. Have you ever, what's the last time you got caught up in a scam or you lost money on it? Have you ever lost money on a scam, Florentine?
I don't think so.
Not giving your credit card information out to somebody by accident?
No, I haven't done that. I usually check them. I got my nephew's a big nerd. He knows all that shit. So I just send it to him. Is this a scam? He's like, yeah. Because I would have clicked on it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, anytime you get like a message where it's like, oh, yeah, anything they want you to click on. This is a good scam they do. They'll send you a thing where they'll be like, yeah, we charge you $800 for this thing. It'll be from like Microsoft. And you're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you know, if you want to dispute this charge, just click right here. You're like, I do want to dispute this charge. You click right there, and then it signs you out of your Gmail account. You're like, why did I sign out of Gmail? I got to sign back into Gmail. Then it won't work. And you're like, what? That's not Gmail. That's Gmail.
It's Jamal.
What is it? It's the same guy. It's the same guy that was scamming Shannon. Jamal.com.
Just like,
you get a sacrosanct for that.
My favorite one I ever saw, it involved Microsoft too. It's just like some Indian guy calls up an old lady and it's just like, hey, this is Microsoft. We're shutting down. I know you'd think you'd hear that in the news, but I'm telling you first. And then they tell them they have like an account. You have an account with them. So they like refund you and they figure out how to make it look like they just sent like $3,000 to your bank account.
Yeah, and then you have to send back.
And then they call you and they're like, oh my God, we sent you way too much. And then you end up sending them like $2,000 of your own money. Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I like it. I called my insurance company, Geico. And I was one number off, I hit a 7 instead of a 6 or whatever. And they just have this line set up for like phishing, like for some fat fingered idiot, right? So I'm assuming this happens often enough, right? Yeah. So you call and it's like, you know, welcome to the it doesn't say it's a very generic thing where it's like, you know, you've reached, you know, customer service, and then they go, if you're above 65, press 1. If you're below 65, press 2. And I was like, that's weird. And I press 2. They go, thank you, goodbye, click. And I was like, what? And then I called back again. I just hit redial, and the same thing. And then I was like, oh shit, I call back again. When you press 1, if you're over 65, they send you to a live operator in India and they're just looking for old people. They don't even want to talk to you if you're young.
Yeah.
Cause whatever the scam is, they're like trying to fucking just take advantage of like older people that wouldn't know how to do it. But just on the baseline level, they, I wish I had that number still.
That makes sense. That's like mainly the people they fucking get. Cause a lot of those scams are so like the one I was, they're so over the top and ridiculous that you're just like, you gotta be starting dementia to fall for this.
Old people have the phones that don't, they'll have like house phones still.
So
like a few months ago, my grandma called me like in the middle of the afternoon. She's like, are you feeling better? I'm like, what? She's like, well, you called me this morning and said you needed medicine. I'm like, no, I didn't. She's like, oh, you sounded very sick. And somebody called her and said it was me and that I didn't have money for medicine. And she said that she couldn't hear me and hung up on them. And she called back. And I was like, yeah, that's not me. Don't pick up. Don't. I will identify myself.
She fell for it because it was someone going like, this is Zach and I'm not feeling well. And she's like, that's believable.
Yeah. Zach, I'm in poor health.
There was this famous prank caller called the Touchstone Terrorist where he got the UPS, whatever the UPS number was, he got like 10 numbers, one number off. So anytime someone was calling UPS about their package, they would call. He had like 10 lines set up in his house and he would fuck with them like he was the UPS guy and tell him, yeah, I set your package on fire. And they'd go fucking ballistic. It was great. And he put on, some black guy puts a black voice on. Yeah, you know. You're a white person. We just threw that package out, threw it in the garbage. People go crazy because they really thought it was UPS. Like, why would somebody set up 10 lines to fuck with them?
I know we're talking about prank calls with Jim. There's nothing funnier than you saying you drowned your grandfather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, have you heard that? On one of Jim's prank CDs,
It was a telemarketer call, and I pretended I was giving my grandfather a bath.
Yeah.
And I had my friend there. We're splashing the water and stuff. And he's talking. I'm like, shut up. And he's like, you want me to call back? I go, no, it's a good time. I'm just giving my grandfather a bath. And he keeps talking and talking. I miss, hold on for a second. I stick his head under the water. And you just hear, blah, 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 blah. She's like, is he okay? I go, listen, he won't shut up. I want to hear what you're saying. So I'll just put him under for a little bit. It'll be fine. And then like 30 seconds later, there's complete silence. I'm like, uh-oh. She's like, what's wrong? I go, he's not breathing. She's like, well, you better take him out of the water. I go, what should I do? She's like, well, give him mouth to mouth. I go, that's like kissing a guy.
It was so because you implicated this poor woman in the murder.
Yeah, so she goes, you better call 911. I go, all right, fine. I go, what was the stuff you were telling me about? Can you give me the address again? She goes right back into a pitch.
No, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know how you do. The second they'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be like, I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. Are you upset with me? It's so stressful.
Well, one time I was pretending I was giving my girlfriend a home abortion. I had a vacuum going and shit like that. I had my girlfriend screaming. I said, yeah, I'm just trying to save a few bucks around the holiday. I got a vacuum. My friend said, just vacuum it out. And this woman got so fucking upset that she hung up on me and called the local police.
Oh, man.
And the police came to my house and kicked down my door because they thought there was a woman bleeding in my house because she had my address right in front of her. It was a telemarketer.
Oh, wow.
I had to go to court over it. I had to go down to the police station.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Why did you go to court?
Because it was disorderly conduct they gave me because they had like three ambulance cop cars and EMS workers come to my house. They thought someone was bleeding.
So a prank call can be illegal if it ends up with that.
Yeah, well, I went down to the police station. Go, listen, it was just a joke. And they're like, I just signed this statement, say it was a joke. I shouldn't have done that.
No.
And then I got charged with disorderly conduct. I had to get a lawyer, go to court.
That sucks.
The judge is yelling at me.
No.
Like, you think this was funny? That you giving your girlfriend a home abortion?
Did you? I mean,
I was biting my lip.
Yeah.
Biting my lip in court.
Lenny Bruce thing, right? Is he did his act for the judge, right? That was what he wanted to do. Is he actually wanted to do his act? So I would have played the fucking prank video, and if the judge would have laughed once, I'd be like, dude, come on.
That was a tough sell, though. You know, a girlfriend screaming in the background. A vacuum going. And
sometimes
they don't.
There's certain things that like are really maybe just more funny for us. We did that with Shane. Remember, we had to take that episode down.
Yep.
There was a podcast called "Who Are These Podcasts?" Who they're pretty funny guys. They make fun of like podcasts. And they did an episode on us, and they were so nice. That's really what it was. But our angle on it was that they were fucking pussies, and they were afraid of us.
Right.
So I was like, "You're gonna do a real fucking episode on us." So the next episode, we had this girl that used to work here. We put a bag over her head, and we pretended that it was the host's girlfriend. We had a gun, and we had it to her head the whole time, and we just took turns taking her out of the room and raping her off camera.
We always be like, "All right, my turn." And then like leave her again, and she'd be crying.
Dude, I think the first time I was on this show was the week after that, because like the first thing you did was pull out a gun, and you're like,
"It was an aggressive bit." It was a very aggressive bit, and
we really committed to it.
It was the whole show. We committed to this bit, and we just
that's
ran a train on this girlfriend of this guy. Shout out to Who Are These Podcasts. All right, so let's talk about this right here, Shannon. People share memes of sex deal breakers. What are some sex deal breakers?
Okay. So one of them is when a guy talks too much during sex, it completely ruins the mood. Absolute deal breaker.
When the lead singer of your favorite band rapes you.
When a guy talks too much during sex, like sexy talk?
It doesn't specify, but then there's another one that says that if the person doesn't engage in sexy talk, then that's a deal breaker.
I get a little aggressive. When I talk in the bedroom,
yeah,
I talk a little. If I'm into it, I'll let myself go. If a chick's not into it, she's like weird, you know. But yeah, I like to fucking.
It depends if you're getting it back though. Sometimes I don't want to.
I almost don't want it. I don't want it back.
You don't.
I want her to shake in fear. I want no communication.
You can still stay hard with her shaking in fear.
You're like a good coward.
Yeah, I really like. I want her. I'm like, are you cold? Why are you shaking? Why are you shaking, shivering, bitch?
Is it me, or is it because the temperature's really low? It is December. You need to clarify.
Yeah. Shannon, do you like a man to talk in the bedroom?
I do, as long as we're both on the same page with it.
Natalie, do you like a non-binary? Do you want to hear some sort of like fucking?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. My girlfriend is more into it than I am.
So you talk dirty to your girlfriend?
Yeah, on her
request. Oh my God. I can't even imagine that.
I know. Think of Kermit.
Oh,
but...
hey, I really like getting your pussy. Oh, I love
picture
it.
What Kermit and Miss Piggy sound like having sex. That's what it sounds like.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's not hot, Natalie. Can you record yourself having sex with your girlfriend? Can we play it on the show?
Sure.
Really?
No.
Damn it. That'd be so... Well, I wish one of my fucking producers would care about the bits. For once.
Yeah, you know the whole audience just went...
I know. That would be a hot bit. If you recorded audio of you having sex with your girlfriend and let us listen in on it, can you pitch this to your girlfriend at least?
Sure, I'll pitch it to my girlfriend and I'll see what she says.
I'm pitching something right now. A tent. I'm pitching a tent, folks.
Louis, do you have a boner?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Hell yeah, dude. Natalie, will you really pitch it to your girlfriend at least?
I will say that this was brought up on the show and see what she says, yes.
And will you record her reaction to that at least? Let us hear her reaction to you pitching this idea to her.
Sure.
Like, I've said it once, I'll say it again. You gotta quit that fucking job.
That's a crime, Natalie. That's a fucking crime.
What are the odds of her saying yes? Zero. Oh,
nearly non-existent.
Nearly non-existent. Is there a price? Everybody's got a price.
I will ask her a price.
That they got to pay. Doon, 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 doon. Because Luis J. Gomez. Bam, boom, 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 ba-doom, boom. Always gets his way. Luis, 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 Luis. Can somebody record that professionally? Into a thing. That's great. That's a great. I made that up just now. I'm riffing. That's when you guys don't know I riff sometimes in music. So deal with that. So
Byron's your Virgil.
What are some other sex deal breakers that are on this list? This is women saying this, Shannon. I thought this was men giving sex deal breakers.
It's a mixture. This woman says, I was about to have sex with a guy when he noticed my natural pubes. He started going on about how it was gross and unattractive. I kicked him out of my house at 3 a.m. during a windstorm. So
your natural pubes. Pubes could be a deal breaker. Not a deal breaker, though. I like some pubes sometimes.
Like a little bit of pubes. Nothing crazy.
No, I like it to be completely bare and smooth and soft.
Not even grown in.
Childlike.
Not even a chance that it had
nothing,
been there.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
I don't mind a little pubes.
But I mean, look, a little bit of pubes up top ain't so bad.
No, not at all.
Not a deal breaker. All right, what else?
So these are also two contradicting ones. One person says, I hate guys wearing socks during sex. I hate bare feet touching me, even if it's just 2 seconds. And then the next one says that if a guy comes to bed wearing socks, they'll kick them out. So socks versus no socks in bed.
These mean nothing to me. Guys are just so, like, there's not many deal breakers. She has to be HIV positive. If she's HIV positive.
Even then, there's medication
it's,
now.
It's yeah. not even a deal what breaker necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
How horny am I?
Well, that's like one of the most honest things you see in porn is when it's like, they're like, that's a horrible thing. I could never do that. And the girl just grabs his dick. And then it's like that moment where you're like, oh, yeah, no, I have reconsidered it all completely.
Yeah,
because it's the fucking moment where, like you said, how horny are you?
What's a deal breaker? Forget deal breaker. What will ruin the moment for you to the point where you're like, this is not going to work? If I see little toilet paper in her butt pubes, that will fuck me up. I can't.
Smell. Like if it's a smelly pussy or sweaty.
A smelly pussy's not great.
Like noticeable. I don't mind, you know, what you got through the day, but if
sometimes
noticeable.
When a girl has a little bit of armpit smell though, it kind of gets me going.
Am yeah, that's pheromones. Pheromones.
Yeah, there used to be. I don't know. I remember back a lot of smelly pussies. There haven't been. I don't know. There must be something now.
Well, now I think women are also more. It's the internet. Women are more educated on how to clean their fucking pussies.
And I think also the hair. They used to have all the hair down there too. Didn't help.
Well, now you see girls. They'll pee after they have sex now because it cleans out their fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like a regular. That's an old whore trick. Back in the day, you had to be an actual hooker to know that. But now every girl pees after they have sex. I tell a girl.
Yeah.
If a girl doesn't pee, I'm like, you should pee. Right?
I tell him, Doran.
Are you going to start peeing yet? I can't come. Yeah, if I see, it's so much, shit is just disgusting. right? So it's fine. People shit. It's fine. But if I see little fucking shitty toilet paper pubes in her ass hair, that will turn me off to the point where I won't be able to finish.
Have you seen that before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I've had many times.
I've been dutied upon.
You've been dutied on?
I got dutied on.
What do you mean?
I mean, I was doing... My penis was in a place where the duty comes out.
Oh, yeah. I've been shit on. Yeah, dude.
And as Rick Sumato used to put it, you pull out and you got the old Rocky Mountain mud cap.
Yeah. Well, one time I had a girl shit, like, it shit and it came out around my dick.
Yep.
Wait, while you were in?
While I was in, yeah.
Never had to deal with
she
that.
She keep going or just stop?
Oh, I started fucking just eating her out. I went down on her.
Well, so if you're fucking a girl in the ass and she shits, you notice before you notice. Like,
you smell it.
The pH balance of the room changes.
Oh, really?
Like, the room gets hotter and the air gets thicker. And then you're like, I think she just shit. And then you're like, I don't want to check. And then you make, like, it feels different. And yeah, it's. Because if you hit something,
So what do you say?
Exercising at altitude. Like, all of a sudden you get lightheaded. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
I've excused myself to go wash my dick.
No, the girl goes, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. What just happened before, you shit beast.
I
know this isn't your first time. You shouldn't have eaten, you fucking animal. You know I was going to fuck you in your ass. Why'd you eat so much?
When did I take you to that hot dog eating contest for last night?
You fucking, ladies, don't, look. Just don't let a guy fuck you in the ass if you got a full belly. Like, right now, I got a shit. If you fucked me in my ass, I'm shitting it's everywhere. Common, it's guaranteed.
I had a girl try to hide it because I have my dick pierced, and I pulled my dick out, and I had a full half moon of shit in the ring, and it fell on the bed, and I saw her palm it and try and throw it in the corner of the room. Yeah, because she thought I didn't see.
I was so confused. I was like, wait, like, suck it back up? Where's she? She grabbed it
and, like, threw it.
And was just like, Zach, what's over there?
Ta-da.
That's crazy. Yeah, it seems like a whole hassle to deal with. I never ventured really into the ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember, like, the first time I ate ass, and then I, like, came up, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's shit. There's shit there. Like, why do we do that?
That's disgusting. A girl let you eat her ass and she had a shitty ass? This is a gross woman.
No, it wasn't
It's not
shit.
An attractive woman. Attractive women don't allow
first
you.
Off,
yeah, she knows.
First off, look at me. I know how to eat. I got in there.
You went all tongue deep.
I went very deep into that asshole and then I come out, smelled a little shit. But it's like
it's on your top lip for a while.
It's the ass. That's where the shit's made. Like, you're going to find shit.
I feel like most hot chicks, they don't, whatever it is, maybe it's because they're not, like, here's the thing, Jim, you're not a fat piece of shit like the rest of us. Like, we eat so bad, right? At all. And I'm trying to get back in shape right now, but I'm not, like, regularly just eating bad. So we always have to shit. We always have a gurgling going on in our stomach. Oh, I know, Zach. Yeah. There's never a time where you feel good. Andy, there's never a time where you're walking around and you're like, dude, I just feel light. It's never happening. So,
my shirt fits today. I don't have to pull it forward every 5 minutes.
Hot people don't eat like that. Hot people eat, you know, they take fucking immune booster shots and they eat salads and kale and they don't have shit falling out of their body at all times.
Well, I did.
Any fart could be a shit.
Hot people, they shit in the morning and they get it out of their body and then their colon is clear and they're fine and it's not.
I did spring. I think I was drunk and I did spring the ass eating upon her. So like, she was hot, but also too, like, she didn't know there was ass eating about to happen. So
yeah, she could have went in the bathroom and prepped, got a baby wipe or something.
Yeah, I actually yelled at her.
I'll be right
back.
And
I was like, you put those down. I want the full flavored experience.
Shannon, are you? Do you let men eat your ass? I don't know if we ever talked about this, right?
I don't remember. There's not like a time where it was like fully there, but just kind of like migrated over from.
No, I'm talking. I put you belly down on the bed, and I would spread your ass, and I'd fucking get in there, and I'd wipe it like I'm wiping a baby's asshole with my tongue. No. That's what I would do, Shannon. Just so you know,
I got it.
Does that turn you on?
No,
it does.
She'd rather you sneak in.
Yeah,
start in the front and just kind of dart in there.
Yeah. And Lewis's head looks like a butt cheek, so it's like the lady with the three tits from Total Recall, but just looks like you have three ass cheeks.
Shannon, don't be an asshole. Really? You wouldn't like that? Yeah, that sounds delightful. I would love that. My problem is my ass is so disgusting
yeah.
that if a girl eats my ass, I can no longer respect her.
I feel the exact same way. I would love it 1,000%, but I'd feel so bad the whole time.
Yeah, it's like I feel, yeah. Jim, I bet you fucking love a nice little ass eating. Absolutely. Jim's old school. Jim,
oh, yeah.
Jim puts his legs up like a baby and just fucking says, go to town.
Yeah, I had a Spanish chick just start eating my ass. It was my girlfriend after like 3 years. And I go, what's up with that?
She
goes,
sprung it on you?
She goes, my friend told me to eat a guy's ass. They like it. I'm like, fucking good for your friend.
You're a really good friend.
I know.
Yeah.
So it was fucking great.
It was Jim in a wig. Ooh, you know, he would really love to get his ass on eaten.
They need to change his voice.
Jim's a really good guy. He should definitely eat his ass like
you know what I heard guys really like?
Also, stop listening to Fall Out Boy. They're for pussies.
All right, let's end on Does It Live? We gotta figure out what happened here. There was a ride in Turkey. My son is a huge thrill seeker, loves amusement parks, loves going on rides, will go on any ride. Is your kid the same way?
Yeah.
I was a pussy. When I was 9, I was a fucking pussy. Dude, we should do a fucking play date one day. And a play date's a little gay. My kid's going to be 10 soon. I didn't realize our kids were that close in age. I thought your kid was a lot older than my son.
No, he's 11. Yeah, Six Flags.
Let's do a Six Flags trip one day, dude. Get a few comics together with our kids and fucking...
He'll love it.
Yeah, that'd be great, dude. Yeah, my son, dude, every ride on Six Flags, ones that I'm afraid to go on. Like, we went to, not Coney Island, but Myrtle Beach... And the slingshot ride, you know, where it's like it's a retarded person running it, and it's like it's so crude. You sit in a thing, and then they go, "We're just gonna shoot you up on a fucking rubber band and let you bounce around." You're like, "It's just not right."
Oh, those are the best videos on the internet.
Oh yeah, where titties are popping out, or a black person passes out.
Like black ladies' wigs fall off, and they're like, "The best one is this black lady. Her wig falls off, and then she passes out, comes back to, forgets she's on a ride, freaks out, passes out, and does that like 7 times."
Doggy, black people reacting to anything is the best.
No, when I used to work at the haunted house, black women. You ever see the videos of, like, the fainting goats? When you scare black ladies, they just all go down in a pile.
Do black people react the best to thrills? If you ever watch a black person on a thrill ride, a roller coaster, if you watch a black person fucking... dude, this shit is so terrifying. Let's say this is the chick.
In their defense, it's their body reacting properly.
To magic. You watch a black person react to magic, they're so excited. Dude, it's so scary. It's so fucking terrifying.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Can you imagine just walking down the street, though, and a fucking lady's wig just lands on you? What the fuck is that?
You're ready to eat your fucking... You're ready to eat your fucking funnel cake, and you're like, and then wig.
Yeah, so... But my son loves rides, and I'm terrified... of being on a ride and watching my son die. It sucks.
You wouldn't like that?
It would be awful. Big J actually said this on when we talked about this on Skanks, but he was like, you have to finish the rest of the ride.
You would catch yourself like crying and then be like, oh yeah, my kid's dead.
You see the camera coming and you're like,
No, yeah, you have to be like, not a good ride.
I envision his... legs being cut off and being decapitated, flying out of the roller coaster. I envision it because he's a little kid and I'll be next to him and I have these big fat legs. So the bar will come down and it'll be pressed against my legs, but there's all this space and I'm like, this isn't how it should be. They're like, no, it's fine. I was like, but why would they would never create something with this much space? It's crazy. Like that. So I'm terrified. He loves it. But every time I see one of these videos now, it makes me scared. You know what I think would be a great... idea for if I ever ran a theme park, which was my fantasy when I was a child, which I thought was a specific fantasy of mine, but apparently every little kid wanted to own their own amusement park. That's a regular thing that little kids want to own.
Yeah, they want to be in charge of their favorite thing.
Yeah. So that was I wanted to own a large chain of amusement parks. But if I did ever own a roller coaster, this is the fucking greatest idea I ever had for a thrill ride. It has to be a scary ass like wooden roller coaster, right? Like a really rickety one. And you have videos of carnival ride accidents playing while people wait online, like real carnival ride accidents. So you're just watching it being like just getting fucked up as you wait for this ride. Is that not the greatest idea ever?
Wait, get them like scared it. Before the ride?
Yeah.
And then it costs more to get off before you can...
Yeah.
So you try. You have to pay again if you don't get on.
It'd be like a challenge. Like, can you actually...
Yeah.
So what happened in Turkey?
Let's see. Oh, this is this type of ride is breaking a lot now.
Those ones freak me out because whenever you swing down, you always look like this is too close.
Yeah.
It's too close to the ground.
At Six Flags, they have the Wonder Woman ride now. That's a giant version of this one, which is awesome. Can you hold the fucking camera straight, you dumb fucking Eastern European asshole? Shan, we didn't need all this fucking... at this point, just watch it. I guess this person doesn't know. What is happening? Whoa. Oh my fucking god, are you kidding me?
And it landed upside down.
Yes, it did.
Does it live? No.
No.
The answer is no one lived. No.
Wait, the people or the ride? Because they could probably rebuild it.
That was fucking very unexpected.
Damn. I figured just one kid was going to go flying off.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to snap and then like break down. Somebody was going to break their legs. That's crazy.
So what are we guessing? Everybody died?
Oh, my God. Oh.
I don't know. You think you would have heard of it if everyone died.
I mean, I think you would have heard of it if no one died. That's crazy. That was crazy.
I'm going, there had to be a death.
There had to be some deaths. There had to be deaths.
Couple minimum, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a couple people lived. What happened, please?
So all of the, everybody on there was children.
Oh, my God, no. Shannon?
Three of the children, 11 years old, were brought to the hospital. Everybody else was fine. No one died.
No one died. Oh, nope. Thank God. Thank God. That was so horrible.
Well, they're all probably crippled and brain dead for the rest of their life, but that's crazy.
That was fucking nuts.
Wow.
That scared the shit out of me.
Damn. Well, at least they didn't die. That's a fun way to end the show. No children died.
Do you want to do the fan art real quick?
Oh, or is it too much? Art.
It's just, it's all from one person.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay.
See you on tomorrow's show, yeah, because we got to wrap up.
Okay.
All right, thank you guys for watching. Support everyone live. Support everyone's podcasts. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have yourselves an incredible weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.